Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley.
It's not even the new year yet, and it's already started.
And he's already taking his shots at me. We've got Newark City Council President Jeff Harrison, along with Crystal Stamper with Par Excellence Academy, going to be talking about the big Martin Luther King Day event coming up in mid-January. Wind advisory remains in effect until 6 today. Cloudy skies, flurries, temperatures are going to drop in the mid-20s. It's already in the high 20s right now. And then tonight, cloudy, chance of snow. And then for your Tuesday, mostly cloudy, high near 27. Now, Joel, I want you to know, the Honorable Council President comes in.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his brown long sleeve shirt on.
Yep.
He's got his brown skull cap there, and he just starts pointing at stuff. Uh-huh. I'm like, really? You're going to start this?
Right on.
And then he starts in on Notre Dame. What did I ever do to you?
You talked a bunch of trash last year this time, saying Notre Dame was going to be the highest state.
Well, I didn't forget anything.
So I bought you three gifts this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I bought you a national championship Ohio State Notre Dame sweatshirt with the Ohio State champs.
Very nice.
And then I bought you a crying towel because your boys didn't get in this year, a bunch of babies.
Go ahead, that's two.
And then this last gift you're going to really like.
You're never coming back?
No.
Oh.
I found a new green bean casserole.
Oh, geez.
No. Recipe with sprinkles on top.
No.
I thought if the sprinkles go on top, since you're such a big sprinkles guy,
wow.
If we put sprinkles on, you might eat that green bean casserole.
You just saved yourself.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
There's a politician for you. Take your shot, and then say something nice. How do you put up with this, Crystal?
I don't know.
I mean, when you got
go in with blinders.
When you took the job at Par Excellence, did they say he comes along with it?
No.
I was there first.
No, there was no warning.
They kept that hidden.
Yeah.
Right on.
All right.
Fine print.
Real quick, tonight, this afternoon, it's going to be a really nice ceremony down at Newark City Council Chambers before we get into Par Excellence. What's going to be happening down there? Folks want to come down and check out what's going to take place.
Yeah, it's up to the public. We're having the swearing-in ceremony of the 26 new council members that won their races, and also the new clerk of courts and the city treasurer and Matt George. Mm-hmm. So everybody will be getting sworn in at 4:30 tonight. And if you can't make it, it'll be live on YouTube, so you can watch it. So,
just out of curiosity, you remember when you were first sworn in and what that was like? I remember being down there.
I do. It was exciting. It's an exciting moment for the candidate and the families. It's a big deal. You work hard, put a lot of time in, and see the reward of it. So.
And the cool thing about, because I asked you, are you just doing everybody at one time? You know, you said no because you're going to have different people going to be doing swearing.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
I think pretty cool.
Yeah, we're doing them all individually. That way, people can have their own family, and they'll have some will have their grandkids. It'll be a good night.
And by firsthand experience that the work has been hard to this point, but now the real work begins.
Yeah, it does. And a lot of people get on council and they don't realize there's what they say they can do, realize, oh, I really can't do that. So, it's a learning curve for a lot of the new people. So
you enjoy being president?
I do. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's nice. So.
Yeah, you don't have to maybe have to deal with so much of the headaches, or is it, hey, we're doing this, just keep everything in line? Because I will say this. I don't know if you've been down there. I've been down there. I've watched them on YouTube. There's no fooling around when he does it. He's just like, let's go.
Yeah, you got to keep order and keep the meetings moving. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
Good. You can hang around for our 10 o'clock meeting. And keep everything moving at our 10 o'clock meeting for us. See, I'm going to get even with you. All right, Crystal.
Different circus. I'm not sure he can handle that.
Oh.
I'm not calling him, I'm not calling him out per se. Just saying. Different strokes.
Okay.
Different
strokes. Just making sure. Par Excellence, you were telling me, good year. A lot of kids coming in. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, the increase in students has just been really a lot of fun. We were also able to make two classes for every one of our grades now, except for our sixth grade. But it's huge at our school now. It's just really fun. So many great things happening.
What is it? What are folks saying to you that are bringing you through the bringing them through the door? Is it just, hey, we want something we can sink our teeth into? To maybe talk a little bit about
that. Well, in May of 2025, we earned our STEM designation. We are the first school in the county to have the STEM designation, and we're the first community elementary school in the state to have the STEM designation. And that was really something that really brought people in, because STEM is about how we are learning and how we do hands-on and how we're really engaging, and we're really making these great projects for the kids to really sink their teeth into. And that is what's bringing people to PAR. They just absolutely love that it's a different style of learning. And the kids just are excited to be there every day. Mm-hmm. They're just engaged so well. We have a great brand new after-school director. Her name is Isabel Foraker-Turner, and she is phenomenal. She's making our after-school program grow. And again, it's just an extension of that STEM program that we offer during the day and the after-school program as well. So just another fun element that we bring. And that's what people like. They like knowing that their kids are going to come to school and not be bored.
Yeah. Well, is it then strictly, I mean, it's STEM specific. Do you do anything outside of that? Or is it, hey, science, technology, engineering, and math, let's go?
Well, of course, we're reading and all that stuff, too. But yeah, I mean, every grade level, every subject gets to have a STEM concept element to it. So let's just say the STEM challenge is, how do you protect chickens from predators? So the kindergartners could be reading stories about chickens and what the characteristics of a chicken is, and you know, when they do math, they could be counting the eggs and that kind of thing. But then by the time you're getting to sixth grade, you're getting a deeper understanding of what a predator is and all the different things that, you know, could be the characteristics of the predator, and then you're designing the coop to make it so that the coop is going to be safer. I mean, you're really getting into it at all realms. One of the most fun things we did this year is we had an all-day, all grades forensic study, and they got to solve mysteries throughout the whole school, and all the teachers and all the students participated, and it was really a lot of fun.
And that sounds like it keeps kids engaged, but also there's a competition level to it. So that, I mean, that's win-win for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's like a very, very friendly competition in a way, because we want all of them to achieve the goal. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet some of those predator chicken coops from the younger kids probably are pretty interesting.
They are. They're so much fun. And I know that when we were ending, before we went on holiday break, our kindergartners were designing playground equipment that would be inclusive for all bodies.
Ooh.
And they were taking Legos and doing 3D printing and that kind of thing to design their playground.
Wow. So, I mean, that's... Don't even go there with the Legos. I spent quite a bit of time in a Lego store with my little brother not too long ago.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking back to your kindergarten was probably more Play-Doh and don't eat it.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty much silly putty. Get that out of her hair, Mr. Doney. Sorry, sister. So sorry. I didn't know you weren't supposed to do that. How'd you get involved? I mean, what is it about PAR Excellence? You mentioned, you know, you've been there longer than Crystal. What was it about PAR Excellence that drew you to it?
Well, I was... back in the early 2000s, I was asked to be on the board, so I joined the board, and that's how I got involved. And I've been helping ever since then. And one of my main jobs for this breakfast is to go out and recruit people to try to come to the event, you know, and get businesses to sponsor and, you know, reach out to individuals to come to make the breakfast a big success. But, you know, I got on the board back when the school was in the basement of the church down at Shiloh. So that's how far they've come. And when Reverend Noble was still here. And then they went from there to Mahalm, and now they're over at the Miller Elementary School.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The growth has been unbelievable then since you started.
Yeah, because... when I started, I think it might have went up only up to fourth grade or so. So they've really improved. So mm-hmm. and I know their vision is to go, what, the 12th grade?
Eventually, so, yeah. But right now, yeah. The next step is to open up 7th and 8th grade, which we're really hoping we can do if we get the numbers. We're really hoping to have that 7th grade open by 2027 school year.
What are the when you say numbers, what are you looking at then as far
well,
as?
Well, like I said, right now we have 230 students. We have the growth to go up to about 300 students. We got that kind of room. And if we are able to hit those marks and show that we have the growth interest for 7th and 8th grade, then we can probably get that available. Mm-hmm. We've already been approved to have 7th and 8th grade. We just need to have the space.
Sure. No doubt about it. What's the teacher-student ratio like?
So we're able to provide one teacher to 15 to 20 students, depending on the age group. Mm-hmm. But we also have tutors, mentors, intervention specialists that come in and out of the classrooms. So there's always more than one adult in each of the classrooms at different times to really help make sure that there's a lot of supervision with the students.
That's fantastic. So. I mean, because one kid in my house can be too many. I can't imagine when I got.
I was going to say, Dave, you probably wouldn't qualify to go help there.
Oh, you know, we'll take just about anybody.
Okay, remind me that when I get a contact from Council President Jeff Harris to not answer the phone.
Okay, I have a feeling I don't need to remind you.
I'm the guy out front. I got to try to get people to come in, making fun of my Irish. Tell me about your Browns, and then tell me I can't be a mentor. There's no way to get me to help support.
Dave, I'll let you in.
Thank you very much. See, I knew it. I knew I liked you. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, our Newark City Council President Jeff Harris and Crystal Stamper with Par Excellence Academy. Wind advisory remains in effect until 6 this evening. Could see up to 50-mile-an-hour gusts of wind. You have to keep your toupee on then, President Harris there?
I don't have one. So.
Yours not is not yet. As much longer.
I know,
mine.
Right? But I did have to get my hair cut so that it wouldn't blow.
Does that Browns hat come off in a heavy wind?
No.
You would probably chase that down before you do anything.
Oh, I
else.
Would.
I know.
I would.
God bless him. He's diehard.
Absolutely.
Season ticket holder.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awful hard. I mean, I kind of question his judgment, but I mean, you'd be a Browns fan like that. That's pretty good. I'm just saying. Now, come on now. It hasn't been really great years for your teams, has it?
Do we really want to go there?
No, I'd rather talk to Crystal Stamper about Par Excellence.
Hope for the future, Dave. They got a quarterback now. You got
that's right. We do.
That's the most important player on the field.
Well, you got him for now. Let's just say that.
Oh,
29th annual community breakfast coming up. When, where? What does everybody need to know?
All right. So the 29th. You hear that? 29th annual community breakfast. It's going to be January 19th. And it's going to be held at the Reese Center at the OSU Newark campus. And the reason why I was making such a big stretch on that 29th is because obviously the next year is the big one, the 30th. So really excited. The theme this year is Dream in Action, STEM for Good. And the concept behind that, of course, is it's held on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And, you know, we want to really recognize his memory of having a dream that we could all come together and as a community and one unity. And then the STEM and for good is because we're a STEM school. We're teaching our children all these different concepts on how to be innovative and how to be leaders. And we want them to be able to bring that to the future and be really big leaders in justice and innovation for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. It costs if folks want to come out.
Mm-hmm. So it's $50 for an individual seat, but we really appreciate our corporate sponsorships. They're $1,000 table. You get the 8 seats, but then there's also a marketing package that comes with that too. Mm-hmm. So, and anybody can contact me, either call the school or email me, and we can give them further information about that. But to get your tickets, really all we want is for you to RSVP. And then you can purchase your ticket at the actual breakfast, cash or check, or we also will invoice the corporate sponsorships when they ask for that as well.
Now, you've had some really great keynote speakers in the past. One just happens to be sitting across from me. So, I mean, you've brought in some great people.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody even pretty good this year, a little bit maybe better than...
Oh, I'm so excited about our keynote speaker. Yeah. Our keynote speaker this year is Rick Platt with the Port Authority. Rick Platt is a huge influencer on STEM in this community. Absolutely. He just delves into it. And so we're super honored to have him be our keynote speaker this year.
What other things are going to be taking place though? Usually I... Because I've been there, the kids will usually have a performance. Are you guys going to be able to do that again?
So what we're focusing on this year is we're going to have a few students come and have like a science fair table set up.
Great.
So that they can talk about their exhibit. And but then the other key fun thing we're going to do is all of the guests are going to get to help build a bridge in a kind of a imaginative way, but we're going to have a display on the wall and everybody has to put their little part into it to make the bridge come. So it'll be really fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
No chicken coop work?
No chicken coop work. But when I was thinking about, you know, coming up with the theme, I thought bridge is just perfect because we want to bridge PAR to the community and the community to PAR. And, you know, you can't get across places without those bridges. And they have to be erected somehow through STEM concepts. So it's just really neat mm-hmm. how it all kind of comes together. So.
See, keep her around. You, I'm not so sure, but let's keep her around. Are you going to be building any part of the bridge?
Yeah. I'm a team player, Dave. Whatever they need, uh-huh. I do.
So. All right. So but you want to get these corporate sponsorships yeah. and those kind of things. Have you seen the community, Jeff, really kind of buy into this? I mean, 29 years. I mean, everything kind of takes a while to get to, but I've been over there before. It's been a pretty good-sized crowd.
Yeah. Last year, we had a pretty good turnout for corporate sponsors. Over the years, we've had really good corporate sponsors, and then the pandemic hit, so it kind of slacked off. And so last year, we was able to build that back up, and so hopefully this year, we'll continue to get corporate sponsors. And, you know, our community does a great job of sponsoring events in this county, in this town. You know, they support, you know, the Groundhog Breakfast, the Martin Luther King Breakfast, the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast. And, you know, we're blessed to live in this community with the support that we have from corporate sponsors. So
what was it like for you to give the keynote?
I was glad it was over. you know, it was a privilege and honor. And, you know, I just never thought I would do that, but it was, I'm glad I did it, mm-hmm. you know, get a little bit more, another resume in my book. So, yeah, it turned out good. Mm-hmm. So,
for folks who haven't been there, what's the best part of it for you?
I like to see the people that gets the awards mm-hmm. Because it's always a surprise and see their faces and also the speakers. The speakers have been really good over the, you know, years. You know, we get speakers from, you know, different places, different companies, and they share different things. And and then always to see the kids come in and perform. Mm-hmm. That used to be the big deal. I heard We didn't bring the kids in last year, did we?
Yeah, there was no student.
Yeah, and I heard
live
a lot of
action.
There was no live action. I heard people say, "Well, this stinks." The only reason I really come is just to watch the kids. You know, I don't want to watch them on the video. So I don't
that's
know.
Why
I don't know what the. Are we bringing them back?
That's
this year?
Why we're going to have them have some exhibit tables so that they can have some more interaction with our students. But then we will still have our slideshow.
Yeah.
And so we're excited about that. And then you said something about the awards and made me think. So this year we're actually going to have three awards. So every year they've had the Helping Hands Award. So we will be doing that. But this year we've also added a Helping Heart Award, which will be going out to one of our PAR families, a family member who has gone above and beyond with volunteering. And then we also have a Helping Hero Award, which will be for a staff to recognize a staff member who's been really working hard and just, you know, really helping to make PAR what the special place that it is. Mm. So,
well, and two, you know, when you talk about STEM education, and again, you know, speaking as your position within the community, a lot of people that grow up here know how special it is, maybe go away to school, visit somewhere else, work somewhere for us, and then come back. That STEM education's got to be super crucial to the infrastructure and what's going on, not only in Newark and Heath and Granville, but the entire county.
Absolutely, it is. And that's the other thing, too, when you ask me about what brings people to PAR, it's a school for everyone. You know, it's open to every child in the entire county. And it's basically like having a private education with a public school access because it's completely tuition free and there's no class fees. We don't have any extra surprise fees for anything, not even art program or nothing. So it's just really a great way for people to have a different learning and be able to really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we like to be able to give back to the families, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, how important role do the kids play in the breakfast itself? Not performing, mm-hmm. that, but are they, hey, we can do this, we can do that?
They are.
You guys get them involved with mm-hmm. the planning and process for
Absolutely.
This?
So because the concept, for example, this year is the bridges. So I have students that are going to be making bridge centerpieces. and then there's also going to be coloring displayed along the whole wall. And it's just really a fun way to get the kids completely involved. Mm-hmm. And that is what's nice too about our school, because everything that we do pretty much has all of our students involved in it in one way or another.
And so. The staff, I mean, I've met some folks over there. They're pretty special as well. I mean, you talked about you're going to have an award for them, but the staff, they take it all to heart as well, too.
They do. That's the other thing I love about PAR is we truly have a caring staff. It's very nurturing staff. I mean, we have staff that will secretly make sure that students have hats, gloves, socks, shoes, coats. I mean, anything that students or their siblings need, our staff will step up. And, you know, that's the other great thing, too, about building those bridges with the community within our own county is because many organizations help provide that too. Mm-hmm. You know, we call out to an organization and we're like, you know, we really do need to have some extra food for this family or some extra clothes for this family, and they will make sure it happens. And that's another really special thing about PAR.
Yeah, I'm curious, Jeff, as council president, do you kind of just remind folks, you know, in the city, hey, we've got this. We've got Boys and Girls Club. We're talking about PAR Excellence today, but do you make that kind of the Jeff Harris president agenda to remind folks of what's here in this community and how we can support them?
Well, yeah. I mean, we talk about that a lot. You know, there's so many organizations out there that helps our community, you know, or remind people. And sometimes we'll have people come in that talks about their organizations and if they have a special event or something. But like Joel was talking about, you know, so many kids graduate from here. We had our class reunion a couple of years ago and kids came back and they're just amazed by the downtown. They're just blown away.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had them say, well, if I knew Newark was going to be like this, I would have never left, you know, and just now the arcade's open and, you know, that's a big deal. And there's just a lot going on in this community, and it's just a great place to live right now. Mm-hmm. So
one of the really neat things, too, that I got to experience was we were putting together an alumni picnic this past summer. And there was this young lady who lives in Florida who unfortunately couldn't make it to the alumni picnic. But she messaged me, singled me out on Facebook and messaged me to tell me of her experience at PAR and how much of an influence Giselle James, our superintendent, has been on her whole life. She is a sophomore at a high school down there in Florida, but she wanted to make sure I knew about how much PAR meant to her still. And when she comes back to Ohio, she's going to make sure she stops by. And I just thought that was just so sweet.
It makes everything worthwhile, don't it?
Uh-huh.
I mean, those are the kind of stories you love to hear.
It is.
Somebody reaching out to you like that. Like,
yeah.
You know, it doesn't get any better than that, touching a life. All right, give me the times, dates, and everything that folks need to know if they want to get involved with the breakfast.
Again, it's January 19th. Breakfast starts at 8 a.m., but the doors will be open at 7:30, and it should all wrap up and be ready by 10 o'clock so you can go on about your rest of your day. Mm-hmm. One other thing I do want to point out, too, is that we have students with huge hearts at PAR. We have a great relationship with the Lookup Center, and we have had some students do special organizing a coat drive and things like that to give to the Lookup Center. So as much as we appreciate organizations helping PAR, we also are all about giving back. Yeah. And that's, and again, that bridge goes both ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Well, we've had Sheila Klesich in here, and before her, Lori Hubble. We've had them in quite a bit with the Lookup Center and all the wonderful things that they do. All right, Council President, real quick, if folks can't make it down today for the swearing-in ceremony, you said they can jump on the YouTube?
Yep, they can jump in on YouTube, Newark City, Newark Ohio City YouTube mm-hmm. page.
And the regular council meetings, too.
Yeah, regular, yep.
Yep. I watch them all the time.
Yeah, so. The first meeting will be January the 5th and starting the new year, and here we go.
Hard to believe.
So it's crazy. Wow. It goes fast. So.
Yeah, well, your breath will still
well,
be
Well, Dave, here's water. The big question. Are you going to be at that community breakfast January 19th?
I will be getting there at some point.
Okay.
Unless, you know, maybe you can come in, Council President. Don't go to the breakfast, and you can do the show with Joel.
Well, I don't know if you want that because your ratings will go up, and they may not want you back on the radio again.
There's nothing I can say to that, but he's right. Again, I want to thank New York City Council President Jeff Harris and Crystal Stamper with PAR Excellence Academy. Be sure to join us Wednesday on Talk of the Town as Andrea Krava, Director of Licking County Recycling, will be in. She'll be talking about all the great things taking place with the recycling department, especially they've got a TV recycling event taking place in January, so you're not going to want to miss that. That's on Wednesday's Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7.